State legislators today got a chance to weigh in on the recent changes in the new management tool the Permanent Fund now uses to assess risk on its investments. The fund's Board of Trustees had not adequately prepared lawmakers for the changes and the questions that it would raise. Steve Frank, the chairman of the fund's trustees, and Executive Director Mike Burns apologized for the oversight. Burns said he underestimated the concern that would come from the change, which he and the fund's staff saw as an in-house investment tool.
This, to us, seems very much inside baseball. What we are, as the chairman said, how we're observing our assets has changed. What we're observing is really not. At the end of the day, you'll see we've got 95% the same assets.
Coming off one of the worst years in history for U.S. investors and showing a 17% loss, the trustees approved classifying its investments by risk rather than by the traditional categories such as stocks, bonds, and real estate. Chief Investment Officer Jeff Scott told the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee that the fund's basic principles are still the same.
The objective for the permanent fund is a 5% real return over the long term. That has not changed. We want to protect the principal while maximizing return. Number two is our tolerance for risk. We did not change it, meaning that we did not increase our level of tolerance for risk. We stayed at static quo to what it had been for the last 5+ years.
Scott said the new management tools will reduce the risk to the fund by separating higher yield, higher risk investment into one category and lower yield, low risk investments into another. Both types of investments will get special attention. House Finance Co-Chair Mike Hawker is skeptical of the anticipated results from the changes, and he questions how the fund will set standards for investment. As questions remain from members, Committee Chair Kevin Meyer promises a further hearing at the next meeting, September 23rd.